From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, January 17th, 2018. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. Ulster County officials are not disclosing the results of an internal investigation into a seemingly racist Facebook post by a county corrections officer. The officials said to reveal the outcome of the inquiry would violate the officer's civil rights. County Attorney B. Havernick cited Section 50A of New York State law to support her decision to keep confidential the results of the investigation into the actions of Corrections Officer Charles C.J. Polacco. According to that portion of the law, and I quote, all personnel records used to evaluate performance towards continued employment or promotion under the control of any police agency or department shall be considered confidential and not subject to inspection or review, end quote. Havernick said the investigation is in essence an administrative proceeding and therefore considered confidential. The findings of the investigation can only be released with written consent of Polacco or by court order. Polacco remains employed as a corrections officer by the Sheriff's Department. In November, the 27-year veteran of the Sheriff's Department published on his Facebook page a post Ulster County Executive Michael Hines said, and I quote, did a massive disservice to the countless dedicated and honorable individuals who serve our county residents respectfully and with distinction each and every day, end quote. The investigation into whether Polacco violated department policy when he published the post took more than 2 months. Ulster County Legislature Chairman Ken Runk said the legislature could, in its upcoming session, consider adopting a social media policy for elected officials. And you can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. The MidHudsonNews.com is reporting Norwegian Airways has announced it's modifying two of its routes from Stewart International Airport. The airline has been successfully running 5 European routes from the Orange County hub. This summer, the airline will increase from 2 to 3 the number of weekly flights to Shannon, Ireland. On March 25th, its service to Edinburgh, Scotland will be reduced from daily to 4 times per week. Airline spokesman Anders Lindstrom said the reduced Edinburgh service is not a result of weak performance. Instead, he said, it is because of the Scottish government's postponement of the reduced air passenger tax. Norwegian Airways also flies from Stewart to Belfast, Northern Ireland, Dublin, Ireland, and Bergen, Norway. And you can read that full story at MidHudsonNews.com. And finally, Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. Andrew Cuomo has requested that U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke exempt New York from President Donald Trump's recent decision to open offshore areas of coastal states to oil drilling. While Trump said he would reverse an Obama-era ban on coastal drilling, Zinke said he was exempting Florida, saying Floridians made a strong case for continuing a drilling ban. The idea of offshore drilling is unpopular in coastal states because of the fear that potential spills could cause ecological harm and damage tourism in coastal areas. You can read Cuomo's full letter to Zinke at timesunion.com. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service's winter weather advisory remains in effect till 3 p.m. Wednesday. Snow will continue until noon with a temperature high near 29 degrees. But Wednesday night, it will be partly cloudy with a low around 10 degrees. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 29 degrees. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 17. On Friday, partly sunny with a high near 35 degrees. And Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 21. Sunrise today was at 7:21 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:49 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 27 minutes of daylight, almost 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Wednesday, the 17th day of January 2018. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.